UFOs and aliens. When we talk about how long we have been seeing UFOs, we tend to think the turning point was World War II when the Foo Fighters were seen. But every once in a while, we find proof of much older sightings. There is an ancient book found from 1679 which describes the first UFO sighting in Ireland. 16 residents of Poins Town in Tipperary admitted in the book they saw the divers and most strange and prodigious apparitions seen in the air. It is amazing to me so many people in those days would admit to seeing UFOs. It seems to me it might have been a little dangerous to admit this. You wouldn't want to be considered a witch or warlock. I have a theory about ancient UFO sightings. My theory is most people who saw UFOs in ancient times believed they were from heaven and somehow connected with God. Others might have thought just the opposite and believed they were evil. Either way, people didn't want to talk about what they saw. In other words, the sky was just as full of UFOs then as it is today. It is just that we are more liberated and can talk about them now without fear of being called a devil worshipper or some crazy religious zealot. The Myrtle Beach area of South Carolina is said to be a hotspot for UFOs, and this has been going on for years. Some of the witnesses have a very interesting background. Some served in the military, and some are military buffs and familiar with different types of planes and frequent air shows. People like this know when they are seeing something which doesn't fit into the category of being a craft we use. One family was sitting on a balcony when the wife noticed two orange orbs. She told her husband, and as they watched, a third orange orb appeared. A short time later, they were gone. A very interesting article appeared about Albert Einstein. It states he was flown to the United States to look at the bodies of dead aliens. Guess where he was taken to see the bodies? It was said to be Roswell, New Mexico, the site of the most famous UFO crash in the United States. Einstein was said to be in Great Britain at the time. Supposedly a Dr. Wright was with him and she recorded what was happening, and the tapes were only recently released. Here is how she described what the bodies looked like. They were about 5 feet tall, without hair, with big heads and enormous dark eyes, and their skin was gray with a slight greenish tinge. But for the most part their bodies were not exposed, being dressed in tight-fitting suits. But I heard they had no navels or genitalia. Some people who have seen the alien greys suggested they could be some sort of robotic creature. The fact they don't seem to have the equipment to reproduce could be an indication of that. Advanced aliens might be able to create biological robotic creatures. We tend to think pilots may see one or two UFOs in their lifetime, but recently one pilot has claimed they see hundreds of UFOs if they have been flying a while. They never report this fact because, as one pilot said, people would think they were nuts. Another pilot says these encounters have been going on way before the internet. It does seem, however, the pilots do talk to each other about what they saw. One pilot said he saw his first UFO about 30 years ago. When it was sighted, his co-pilot radioed the tower and asked if there was any traffic in his area, and the reply was negative. There are those who have a suspicion about the new Space Force. It is the reason it was said for establishing it. It was to be able to track UFOs and maybe defend against them. If this is the case, I would say UFOs have shown we could not survive an encounter with a UFO even if we had our most advanced vehicle. As far as tracking them, I would imagine it will be easier to track them from space with satellites than from the ground with radar. The Space Force was founded on December 29, 2019, only 2 years after the Pentagon released the two UFO videos. Did this spur the president to create it? The base for the Space Force has recently been the object of interest for UFOs. A British man has taken a video of something very interesting. He was in Merchant City in Glasgow, Scotland, when he saw something strange in the sky. He had gone outside with someone when he noticed a circular object in the sky overhead. He said he thought it looked like a portal of some kind. As he watched, it hovered for about an hour, giving him plenty of time to record it. When the hour was up, it disappeared. Could the reason it remained overhead for so long be it wanted to be recorded? This would play into my second theory, and that is the UFOs have given up trying to get the government to admit they are there and are now skipping the middleman and going directly to us. A man in Dublin, Ireland was performing a chore which is performed all over the world. He was putting out his trash at night. He just happened to look up in the sky and saw a strange light in the sky. He did what some of us have done. He rationalized the light must be a satellite. That was until a second one appeared and then a third one. He could then see a sequence of dots traveling across the sky, and in 5-minute intervals another string would come. This repeated a while and then ended. A Google Earth user thinks he found something near the Nazca lines in Peru. It is an oval blue spot, for lack of a better word. He thinks it is some sort of portal and could lead to the planet which inspired the builders of the Nazca lines. The lines have been a great mystery for a long time, and it would be great if we could learn more about what is in the area we don't know about yet. I talked about the Nazca lines, but there are so many mysterious places on this planet where I would love to see an examination of what is below the ground. There could be things we haven't thought of yet, or hidden secrets which might advance our race.